followed by Jill Moxa, Abigail Sorensen, Danielle Sock, and Dylan Woodbury. Brianna Bailey is the libero. Clay Center's 31-2 on the season, defeating the last two opponents here at the state tournament, getting by Mullen and Chambers. For Greeley-Wallback, they rallied from a 14-8 fifth set deficit yesterday to pick up the win. They'll go with Darian Erickson, Krista Kolar, Emily Majerus, Jamie Nicolai, followed by Skylar Erickson and Shelby Rother. The libero is Hannah Smith. Greeley-Wallback, coached by Todd Beck, Julie Studnicka for Clay Center. Clay Center ranked number two. Greeley-Wallback was ranked number one. The number one team, Chambers, beaten by Clay Center yesterday. Greeley-Wallback beat Paxton and Wallace to get here to the state final. We're glad you're along with us here on ESPN Radio. Let's get things underway in Clay Center. We'll serve it across and get an ace serve. Sierra Tompkins starts it off on a positive note here for Clay Center. The Wildcats playing the final game of volleyball, final match of volleyball in school history. They consolidate with Sandy Creek next year, and Sandy Creek plays in our C2 final tonight at 5. Well, the eighth serve is followed up by a service error there from Tompkins. The Greeley-Wallback now gets a crack, and Darian Erickson, the center, will serve it across. Clay Center will get into our first offense of the afternoon, and the attack down and good by Sorensen. 2-1, Clay Center. In case you're just joining us, the first match of the day was a five-setter that went to Columbus SCOTUS, downing Grand Island Central Catholic, their only loss of the year, 15-12 in the fifth. Serve is across to the Titans. We'll have to pass it back. Free ball here, dumped over by the setter, and that's Jill Foxa, but picked up by Greeley-Wallback and returned over by Majerus. Here's the outside, rolled over by Sorensen, played by Greeley-Wallback to the right side. The attack blocked by Sorensen, still with the Titans. Titans will go to the other side of the court, drive it across, good dig in the back row by Tompkins. Good defense so far by Clay Center. Short set, dumped across, and a point for Greeley-Wallback. Darian Erickson with the little dump over, 2-2. Back to serve it away now will be Krista Kolar for the Titans. 2-2, Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio. 15-50, service pass into the net, and Clay Center can't get it back over. A serve, Titans. Kolar will pick up the first point on serve here for Greeley-Wallback. Kolar to serve away again with that 3-2 lead. Puts it right down the middle. Going to be dumped across by the center boxes. No problem, Greeley-Wallback. They go to the middle, block up front, and in the net on Greeley-Wallback. Play center ties it at 3, and back to serve it away will be Boxa. Jill, the 5'6 senior center. Three seniors, three sophomores start for Clay Center. The libero, Bailey, is a junior. 3-3, serve across, outside attack is going to be blocked, out of bounds. Nope, four hits is going to be called on Greeley-Wallback. Sometimes you just can't quite tell if the block was put up or not. Into the ball game, Vanessa Ponder here for Clay Center. She's into the front row. And the serve across by Jill Moxa. Greeley-Wallback sets to the outside. The attack driven over by Majerus and put it in for the kill. 4-4, game one. We play the best of five. Play it to 25, got a win by two. This set would be to 15 like we've already had in today's C1 final, so that's why we're nearly an hour late getting this underway. Back row attack by Tompkins. Greeley-Wallback can't handle. Tompkins with her first kill. 5-4, Clay Center back and forth early on here in game number one. Back to serve it away for the Wildcats of Clay Center. Will be Sorensen, the 5'11 outside hitter, takes a little floater and a double hit going to be called on the Greeley-Wallback set attempt. And it's 6-4, Clay Center, up by two now. First team to take a two-point lead here in this championship. And the serve across stays in the middle of the volleyball court, set to the outside for the Titans. Erickson's block and the ace block registered up front by the duo of Sock and Ponder, and they'll give Ponder credit for the ace block. 7-4, Clay Center. Another serve coming up here for Sorensen, but into the net it goes. Second service error for Clay Center. 7-5. They lead. Greeley-Wallback to serve. Jamie Nicolai will serve it up here for the Titans. Nicolai cuts it into the middle of the floor. Clay Center will set to the outside. The attack into the antenna, out of bounds. Point, Greeley-Wallback. And Nicolai will serve it away again. Each team a couple of kills in the early going. Clay Center getting the job done with their ace blocks. And ready to serve it away. Nicolai, back corner, pretty deep. Got up a little in the arms there of Sorensen, but no lift called. So they'll return it back over. Greeley Wall back to the outside. Erickson sets it over. Darien the job that time. Clay Center, left side. They'll roll it across. Couple of one-timers back over to the Wildcats, and they're not going to be able to handle it. Back row attack will be taken over by Sorensen. Greeley Wall back outside attack. Good rally going here. And has to be set back over by the Wildcats. Titan volleyball. Erickson sets middle. Half swing is going to be wide and out of bounds. Point Clay Center. 8-6 Wildcats. Todd Beck, the head coach over at Greeley Wallback. They consolidated a handful of years back. Their football team played in the finals of the six-man championship on Thursday. Came out short to Arthur County, but nonetheless, they're trying to pick up the volleyball championship here today, and Clay Center serves it into the net. That is their third service error already in this match. Skylar Erickson, the freshman now, will retaliate for Greeley Wallback. Here is a set box, a back row attack, hammered on the back line by Sorensen. Abigail Sorensen with her second kill, and back over to the Wildcats, 9-7, Clay Center. Quick moving volleyball action here so far in our D2 final at the NU Coliseum. And the serve across by Ponder, picked up in the middle. Back set, right side, the attack by Rother, and Clay Center can't return it. There's been a lot of scrapping off the blocks, but nobody's been able to pick up the block cleanly and keep the ball in play. So the Titans now will rotate around, side out, and Rother to serve. Shelby floats it into the middle there to Sorensen, set outside, Tompkin on the attack over the single block. Titans will play it, trying to dump it across with Erickson, and she put it into her own net. 10-8, Clay Center. We've already made it through the rotation at the service line once. Sierra Tompkin now to serve it away. And Tompkin serve. A little wide, but played there by Majera. Set it back to her. She'll drive it across off the block. Good up that time by Tompkin. And set across by Dylan Woodbury. Middle attack comes from the Titans. Pulled out in the back row by Bailey. And the outside attack driven over there by Sorensen, who's been strong. But the Titans dig this one and will tap it across. Another good rally going here as Baja will set it across for Clay Center. Free ball here for the Titans. Right side pushed across by Darien Erickson, but into the net. And a point for Clay Center. Back up by 3, 11-8. Serve coming up here for Sierra Tompkin. Tompkin, mini jump serve. Passed above the net. Free ball tapped down by Sorensen. Sorensen will get the kill. 12-8 Clay Center. Todd back off the bench. He's not going to burn the timeout yet. He'll wait just a second. See if they can get the ball back right here. Tompkin with the serve. Down the middle it goes. Run down by Erickson. Sets it into the net. Now he'll have to call that timeout. Timeout, Greeley Wallback. Clay Center is off to a 13-8 lead here in the opening set of the D2 State Championship. And we'll be back with more high school volleyball in a minute on ESPN.
And fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Back to action here at the state volleyball tournament on ESPN Radio, and a kill is going to be registered by Greeley Wallback, and Emily Majerus will get her second out of the Titan timeout, and that will cut the lead down to 4 at 13-9. Served by Darien Erickson is across, overpass, joust at the net, is going to be on the Titan side, and they will set it back across. Yeah, get the point. Good job there by Greeley Wallback on the outside. That was number 3, Jamie Nicolai, to pick it up. 13-10. And Darian Erickson with the serve. Short serve picked up there by Sorensen. And the play at the net. We've got a rattle off the antenna. And four hits going to be called on play center. So Greeley Wallback has their first run going of this match. And they'll try and keep it going here off the serve of Erickson. 13-11. Drops it across to Sorensen. Set it to the back row. It hit the net. Tompkin got it over. Titan save. Outside attack. Going to be driven over by Nikolai. And off the tip is good. So out of the timeout, Greeley Wallback's got it going. They've cut it from 5-1. It is 13-12. Erickson with the serve. Trying to tie it up here. Across to Sierra Tompkin. Set to the outside. Driven home by Abigail Sorensen. Her fourth kill. It is 14-12. From college football, UNK trailing Saginaw Valley State 14-0. First minute of the second half of the D2 playoffs. Don't forget Hastings and Midland. 1 o'clock kick on 1230 KHAS. Here, Clay Center has a 14-12 lead in the first set over Greeley Wallback. Titans ball on their side of the net. Nikolai will roll it across. Pick back up quickly and off the back foot. Sorensen does get it across. Here's the set. Play at the net. Blocked up front. And Greeley Wallback is driving through the block with Materis. Her second kill, 14-13. And again, a chance to tie things up here for Greeley Wallback. Serves across in the middle. Picked up there by the center who's going to dump it over and box it. Set outside, Titans off the block, and good enough for the kill. Skylar Erickson, the freshman, gets her first state final kill. 14-14, Greeley Wallback has scored 6 of the last 7 points. And Clay Center did not take a timeout during any of that. And a serve of the cross by Krista Kolar. Clay Center gets it up to the middle, and there is a termination. Sorensen with her 5th kill, 15-14, Clay Center. Back to serve it away for Clay Center will be Jill Boxa. Boxa will serve it into the net. So another service error for Clay Center. That is their 4th of this game. And we are tied at 15. Greeley Wallback now will get the ball. Served by the Titans. Floats into the middle and the set Baja to the outside. Boxa gets it over and it's going to be tapped across by Sorensen. Titans make the play. They'll have to pass it over with Erickson. Here's the slide right side. Ponder takes it over. Scramble by the Titans, but they will return with Nikolai. Handled there by Tompkin. Now the rally going. Outside attack. Sorensen, termination. Abigail Sorensen, 480 kills coming into the state tournament. Far and away the leader. 263 for Tompkin. They have the 1-2 punch here for the Wildcats. And to serve, an ace is Sorensen. Abigail goes back, fires that ace, and now a 2-point lead for the Wildcats again at 17-15. 17-15, Clay Center. They were up early, 13-8. Serve across here, handle the back middle, overpass, but Greeley Wallback will handle it on the attack, out of bounds, but in the net on Clay Center. In the net on the Wildcats. Point for Greeley Wallback. And it is 17-16. Back to serve it away. Jamie Nikolai for the Titans. Nikolai serve right in the middle to Bailey. Set outside to Tompkin. Tompkin near side attack was out of bounds deep. Just missed and we are tied at 17. Coach Dundica off the bench. Some more coaching here. Some more words of wisdom. And Nikolai serves an ace. 18-17. The Titans have taken their first lead since it was 3-2. And timeout will not be taken. Greeley Wallback's going to keep serving. And across it comes from Nikolai. Back row attack. They'll take it to the big gal Sorensen. Greeley Wallback has to run it down to the back row. Slap it over with Erickson. Got a lot on that one, did Darian. And Tompkin on the outside. Angle attack. Picked up back row. Kolar set right side. Attack by the Titans. He's down and good. Gives the kill to Skylar Erickson. In the net again on Clay Center. And now Clay Center will have to call a timeout. So the Titans have come from 5 back to take a 2-point lead. Greeley Wallback 19 and Clay Center 17. We'll be back in a minute.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Deep and out of bounds, so Greeley Walbach now goes up by a score of 20-17. Nikolai continues the service barrage, back row attack, deep again. And all of a sudden, play center can't keep the ball in play. So it's 21-17, Greeley Walbach. Nikolai again. This time handled by Bailey. Set to the outside, Tompkin. Tompkin mishit it. Into the net it goes. Attack error. Seven in a row by the Titans. 22-17. Substitution coming up for Coach Studnicka. And coming into the ball game is going to be number 13, Brittany Vike, a 5'8 junior outside hitter. And Nikolai, who has served six in a row, tries to make it seven. As Greeley Walbach comes from five behind, has a chance to really blow this thing out. Here's Nikolai with the set. Middle attack, driven down, and on the line for the kill is Shelby Rother. 23-17. Play center subs right back in with Danielle Sock. And Nikolai with another one. She could serve it out here. They were down 17-15 when she took to the floor, and now she'll put it into the net, so that will keep play center in it. But they're going to need an equally large run to have a chance here in game one. Jamie Boxer comes back into the ball game, and checking out Ravon Hudson. With the serve will be Brianna Bailey. Bailey's serve. Loads it deep middle. Greeley Walbach, good pass to the middle. Nikolai sets it up for Erickson. Head down and good. Skylar Erickson with her third kill. It is game point, Titans. And back to serve it will be Skylar Erickson, 24-18. Serve out. So a service error. We'll get it back over to play center. But still five game points here for Greeley Walbach. Vanessa Ponder to serve at 24-19. Play center trying to get a few points here. Set to the outside. The attack going to be driven down and good. That didn't take much. Give the kill to Krista Kolar. And Greeley Walbach comes out and wins the opening game of this D2 state final, 25-19 over the Clay Center Wildcats. We'll take a break and be back with some numbers right after this.
Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of...
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sierra Tompkin, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Abigail Sorensen, three service points. One was an ace, six kills. And Vanessa Ponder had an ace block. For the Greeley Wallback Titans, Darian Erickson, 3 service points and a kill. Jamie Nikolai, 7 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Skylar Erickson, 3 kills. Krista Kohar, 2 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Emily Majerus, 2 kills. And Shelby Rother, 3 kills. Greeley Wallback, 12 kills. No ace blocks. 2 ace serves. And the Titans take game 1 of this D2 final over Clay Center, 25-19. We'll be back with the second set from the D2 state final right after this on ESPN Radio.
Truckline Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truckline to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truckline Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truckline Incorporated in Clay Center.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Kuna Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Kuna Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Kuna Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck.
After winning the opening set, and the Titans will get to work with Kolar in the middle of the Majerus, and the Majerus will tip it down and get the kill. Emily Majerus makes it 1-0 Greeley Wallback off the serve of Darian Erickson. Again, here's a team that had to fight off 6 match points yesterday in the 5th set to win and just make it here. And now they've taken the first set over to Clay Center. Outside, Sorensen will drive it across. Picked up there by Rother to the outside. The attack, Nikolai, deep and out of bounds. And Clay Center is on the board. 1-1, game number 2. Back to serve it away now is going to be Ravone Hudson. And Hudson will fire it across, set middle. The attack off the double block going to be picked up by Clay Center. Here's Sorensen again, but she's wide and out of bounds. And Greeley Wallback back on top, 2-1. Titans won the opening set, 25-19. Back to serve it away will be number 9, Krista Kohler. Had an ace serve in the opening set. And Kohler serve into the net, 2-2. Service there, Greeley Wallback. They've had a little trouble here lately. They got through the first set pretty good till the last two times they served. So 3 of their last 4 serves have been errors for the Titans. Trying her hand at it will be Jill Foxa for Clay Center. Here's Erickson out of bounds. The attack at the antenna. Point for Clay Center. 3-2 on the attack error. Foxa to serve. And Jill will hit the net. It flops over. Good pickup there by Rother. The attack by Erickson is dug out on Skyler's swing and set back across by Tompkins. Greeley Wallback goes middle again. It'll be punched over by Majerus. Handled and then punched out of bounds by Clay Center trying to keep it out of the net. 3-3. Listening to KICS AM Hastings, the State High School Volleyball Tournament here on ESPN Radio. Serve is across and set to the outside. And coming Sorensen, and Abigail will get the kill. First kill of the second set for Clay Center. They're up 4-3. Back to serve it away will be Sorensen. And Abby Sorensen fires it into the back row for an ace. Second ace serve for Sorensen. And it's 5-3 Clay Center. Already had a 5-setter here today. Columbus SCOTUS crushing the dreams of Grand Island Central Catholic's perfect season, winning at 15-12 in the 5th. Here, Greeley Wallback won the first set, and the attack by Skylar Erickson is blocked. Back over to the Titans. They'll try again, blocked again, and passed over. Clay Center will have one more chance to the outside. Tompkins near side attack, dug out by Erickson. There's Danielle, and there is Skylar. And here the attack by the Titans is out of bounds. 6-3, Clay Center. Sorensen, who helped him get a lead in game number 1, has the lead here in game 2, and a double hit on the set attempt for Greeley Wallback. Make it 7-3. Coach Todd Beck trying to decide what he wants to do over there for sure. As the serve comes deep middle. Handle in the middle. The attack by Skylar Erickson blocked back over. Picked up there by Nikolai. Set to Erickson again, and her attack is wide and out of bounds. And a timeout going to be called here by Greeley Walmack. So Clay Center has regrouped and has come out to take the lead in game two. Clay Center 8, Greeley Walmack 3 in the second set. Greeley Walmack won the opening set. And we'll be back after this timeout.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Back here at the NU Coliseum, Doug Duda with you on ESPN Radio. And timeout taken by Greeley Walmack after they have fallen behind 8-3, five straight points here for Clay Center. Off the serve of Abigail Sorensen, and she's still back there as we come back to action. Opening set went to Greeley Walmack, 25-19. UNK volleyball team plays in the conference tournament final tonight at the Health and Sports Center. Don't forget about that. Football team is down 14-0. Hastings football just getting ready to play Midland up at Lloyd Wilson Field. Clay Center here on the offense. They'll go to Tompkins on the outside. Blocked up front. Nikolai jousts at the net. It's tipped across to the Titans. Set back into the back row. Sorensen lets it go, and it's out of bounds. 9-3 Clay Center. Sorensen was backpedaling and knew where she was on the floor and let it fall out of bounds. Sorensen serves. This one taken at Majerus. Set to the left side, and the attack into the net. Kind of strange, really. Walmack had it all going, and it was like a new team that's come out here in the second set. Clay Center's not doing anything special, and Walmack, really, Walmack is making some errors. 10-3, Clay Center. Serve into the left-hand corner. Not handled all that well, and has to be passed across again by the Titans. Here's the set from the back row. Boxa will get to the outside. Tompkin is blocked by Nikolai. They'll try again. Tompkin over the double block, just lofts it over. Picked up by Skylar Erickson to Nikolai. Tips it across, and Bailey has it for Clay Center. Back row slapped over Sorensen. Long rally going here. Middle attack by the Titans. Picked up by Bailey. Stays in the back row and has to be passed across by Tompkin. Titans another chance at a swing here. This time they'll go to Skylar Erickson. Bailey with another dig. Good run going here. Tompkin on the answer. And Erickson with the dig. Right side, Nikolai for the Titans. Great dig in the back row by Boxa. Back row attack by Sorensen. Longest rally of the match, and now the Titans struggle a little bit. Just get it over. Free ball. Erickson puts it away for Greeley Walmack. Skyler Erickson ends that long point and finally gets the ball back for the Titans after Clay Center has scored seven in a row. 10-4, and Nikolai will go back and serve. Set outside Tompkin. Tompkin off the block, dug out there by the Titans. Pass to the left side, over by Erickson. Darien with that one. Tompkin on the attack for Clay Center. Dug out by Kolar, or Majerus, excuse me, and swatted over. Sorensen all over the place right now for Clay Center. Not a lot of powerful swing to either team here lately. Punch, punch, soft roll, tip, tip. Tompkin goes up. There's a big swing that's partially blocked. Overpass by the Titans, but no quick swing by Clay Center. And the attack in the corner. Sorensen is dug out by Nikolai, who's playing a heck of a match for the Titans so far. And finally, Erickson puts it away. Darien Erickson, the junior, gets the angle kill. Two long, tremendously long rallies. Jamie Nikolai at the service line. She's the one that had that seven-point run in game number one. And here she's going to serve an ace. Second ace serve for Nikolai, 10-6. Clay Center has already seen this movie. They don't want to see it again. Nikolai serve into the net, though. Will end the run. Point Clay Center, 11-6. Clay Center leads game two. Greeley Walmack won the opener, 25-19. Back to serve it away now. Will be Bailey. Brianna Bailey fires it across for the Wildcats. Stay in the back row. Kolar with the swing and the termination. Krista Kolar just her second kill. They go to the back row for the first time, intentionally anyway, and Kolar will knock it home. 11-7. Titans trail, but have the ball. Scatter Erickson on the serve. Moxa sets outside. Thompson terminates for Clay Center. Just the second kill for Thompson, and that's only the second kill of this game. Clay Center's got 12 points. They've got two kills, one ace serve. Everything else, Greeley Wallback errors. Back row attack. There's another error. Out of bounds. 13-7, Clay Center. Vanessa Ponder at the service line. So Greeley Wallback has been setting the pace in both sets, and right now that pace is a negative one. And the serve into the net there by Ponder. Back over to the Titans. 13-8, Clay Center with the lead. They were up 13-8 in game number one before the Titans mounted a huge run to tie it at 14. Back to serve it away. Ashley Dugan has checked in for the Titans. And Dugan will get it down the middle. To Sorensen, punched over by Thompson, and she finds the floor. Sierra Thompson gets it down for a 14-8 Clay Center lead. Greeley Wallback has already burned a timeout here in the opening set. Now Thompson will rotate back and serve it away here for the Wildcats. Pass to the outside for Majerus off the block, and Greeley Wallback tracks it down. Darian Erickson, great hustle. Passed over by Nikolai. This time Sorensen's attack out of bounds. They're looking for a tip. They don't get it. Sorensen will be deep at a point for Greeley Wallback. The D2 State Volleyball Championship on KICS Hastings and HastingsLink.com. Serve goes into the net. Service error, Greeley Wallback, 15-9. Back to serve it away now for the Clay Center Wildcats is Rayvon Hudson. Gets it across cleanly, and the attack by Greeley Wallback didn't take long. Majerus drops it right in there. Back and forth we go, 15-10. Clay Center's lead, still a fairly comfortable 5 points. And Krista Kolar to serve. Kolar served down the line, picked up by Bailey, set outside, pretty wide. Sorensen adjusts, got it over with a little something on it. Here's Skyler Erickson's attack, it hit the net, went out of bounds. Point, Clay Center. 16-10, Wildcats. Back into the ball game, Ponder for Clay Center, and checking out is Dylan Woodbury. Serve across the Titans. Will run it down with Erickson. Just trying to keep it in play. Majerus hits it long, out of bounds. 17-10, Clay Center on the attack error by the Titans. Jill Boxa serving. And across it jumps right on the line. Handled there by Majerus. Set back to her. Emily has blocked it out of bounds. Give the kill to Emily Majerus. That is her team high fifth. Side out for Greeley Wallback. And back to serve it away will be Emily Majerus. And Majerus' serve, a soft one. It clipped the net. It fell over. The nice dig made by Tompkins. Set outside Sorensen, but the attack is wide. Point Titans. 17-10. Makes it 17-12. Serve across. Picked up by Thompson. Here's a set by Boxa to the outside. They'll go Sorensen. Good swing, and that's going to be good enough to get the point. And into the crowd over there go the Titans toward the end line. Sorensen with her eighth kill. Kind of disappeared below us as we're on the perch above this floor here at the NU Coliseum. Today's state championships. Sorensen will go back and serve it for Clay Center. Middle attack by Erickson against a triple block. It ricochets back over to the Wildcats, and they have to pass it across. Here's the set to the middle, and Greeley Wallback runs into each other and runs into the net. Have to see if anybody's hurt here. Boy, they got their legs tied up pretty bad there between Erickson and Rother, and it looks like Darian's up there okay. Sorensen to serve. She had six in a row the last time she was back there. Now it's 19-12, Wildcats. Cross court, Rother, set outside. And it'll be dropped into the net. Greeley Wallback down 20-12. Still have a timeout. Not going to use it here, though. Sorensen back to that service line. Fires it into the net. Point Titans. But they are down by 7, 20-13 here in Game 2. Greeley Wallback came back in Game 1 for a 25-19 victory. And a serve by Nikolai. Into the middle of Bailey. Set outside. The attack going to be blocked up front. And it is waiting for the call. It was blocked by Greeley Wallback. But was it in or out? They're going to say it's blocked and it is out of bounds. Coach Todd Beck off the bench saying, no, that ball landed inbounds. And he is not going to get the call that he desired. I think Tompkin will get credit for that kill. And a timeout going to be called here by Greeley Wallback. So timeout on the floor, Titans. Clay Center leading in game two, 21-13. We'll be right back.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Welcome back to the NU Coliseum for D2 State Championship Volleyball. Clay Center leading 21-13 in the second set, but Greeley Wallback won the opening set. So they're trying to tie it up here to set a piece. And Bailey on the serve will float it across. Right side tip there by Erickson. Clay Center sets outside for Tompkin. Tompkin is blocked. The dig made by Ponder. Set back row for Sorensen, but the miss hit into the net. Point for Greeley Wallback. 21-14, and back to serve it away will be Skylar Erickson. And Skylar fires it across. Set off the mark. Tompkin with the swing. Partially blocked, but not good enough to secure it, and Tompkin will get the kill. Good adjustment there by Sierra Tompkin. Boxa actually got tripped up, really off balance, trying to just keep that ball in play with the set. Got the job done. Vanessa Ponder now to serve it away. Deep middle it goes. Back set right side. The attack taken across by Rother. Play center back row. Sorensen has to take a swing. Dug out by Majerus. Set right side, and Erickson rolls it over for the Titans. To Bailey. Again in the back row, Sorensen. This time out of bounds. 22-15, Titan ball. Down by seven. Ponder out, and back in is Dylan Woodbury for Coach Studnicka. Rother to serve it away now for Greeley Wallback. Set outside, Tompkin. Tompkin, a half roll. Picked up there by Majerus and set back over by Erickson. Boxa sets to the outside. Tompkin swing. Picked up Skylar Erickson. Set outside for Rother. Rother off the block. And again, there's Brianna Bailey. Brianna Bailey gets it across. Tompkin now to Greeley Wallback in the middle. A little set and another long rally going on here. It's going to be rolled across by Boxa. Great save by Nikolai and pushed back over for the Titans. Quickly return. Back and forth they go. And here comes Clay Center to Tompkin. Gets the single block. Decided to just tap it. And that was a mistake because the Titans fire one over. Now Tompkin will take the swing and terminate. Sierra Tompkin with her fifth kill here in the set. And it's 23-15 Wildcats. And Tompkin will go back and serve it away. 2 points away from tying things up here at a set apiece. Tompkins serve. Deep middle. Picked up there by Erickson. Set to the outside for Majerus. And she'll get the kill. Emily Majerus, her sixth kill of the match. 23-16. Back to serve it away. Fired across by Darian Erickson. Long way to come back here for Greeley Wallback. Fired over by Sorensen. Tipped across quickly by the Titans. Another opportunity here, and Tompkin will swat it across. Middle attack, Majerus, but before she can do that, a double hit called on Greeley Wallback. Double hit on the Titans, and it'll be game point for Clay Center. 24-16. And coming in to serve it, Raymond Hudson. And Hudson to serve for the game, but into the net it goes. Greeley Wallback will have to serve it. Hudson comes out. And right back in will be the libero, Bailey. Serving it up now for Greeley Wallback will be Krista Kolar, still game point Clay Center. Picked up by Tompkin, set to the outside for Sorensen. Her attack deep and out of bounds. Point Greeley Wallback. Kolar will be up there serving until this game comes to an end, it looks like. 24 18. Set point number two for Clay Center. And across it comes to Sorensen. Set outside. Abigail, she'll tip it, and it is on the line for the kill. And that is the end of game number two. 25-18, Clay Center able to get game number two and even our match at a set apiece. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on ESPN 1550. Let's take a look at the second set numbers. First of all, for Greeley Womack, Darian Erickson had a service point and a kill. Jamie Nikolai had two service points. One was an ace. Skylar Erickson had a kill. Krista Kolar, a service point and a kill. Emily Majerus, a service point and four kills. Seven kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Greeley Womack. For Clay Center, we will say that Jill Boxa had two service points. Sierra Tompkin had five kills. Abigail Sorensen had eight service points. One was an ace, three kills. And Vanessa Ponder had one service point. Eight kills, one ace block, one ace serve. But that's good enough for Clay Center to win game number two, 25-18, after Greeley Womack took the opener, 25-19. We're off to a third set in this best of five D2 state championship. Back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
In top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Dean Equus tires, size 225-60VR16 for $132 each and get two free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper tires, buy two, and get two free.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Back at the state volleyball tournament in Clay Center, ready to serve it away with Sierra Tompkin, even at a game apiece. And the first swing will be driven across by Majerus. Overpassed into the net, and a lift called on Clay Center. Give Majerus the kill. That'll be her seventh. Greeley Womack gets the first point, and it's 1-0 Titans. Darian Erickson now to serve it away. Seeing who can get that 2-1 lead here in this best of five. Outside attack taken across by Sorensen. Step right side, Rother rolls it over. Clay Center can't get to it. Point for Krista Kolar. 2-0, Greeley Womack. Again, as we said in game two, it's not like Clay Center went out and dominated. They just kept the ball alive long enough. They only had eight kills and one ace block. So the Titans have been forced to the tempo here, and Clay Center is going to have to find a way to get a little more powerful at the net, it would appear, as it's tipped across by the Titans and Majerus. Up to Sorensen on the outside. Her swing is dug out by Erickson. Set outside for Nikolai. Tip is going to be ricocheted back to Bailey and returned into the net. Give Nikolai the point. 3-0 Titans out of the gates quickly here in game number three. Coach Studnicka off the bench trying to make some changes here for her girls. And Darian Erickson keeps going to the far wing to Tompkin this time. Moxa tries to send it all the way over to Sorensen, but she's out of bounds. Boy, that's a tough, tough set to try to make from way over there. And an early timeout will be taken by Clay Center. Coach Stundigan does not like the way that this set has started. Greeley-Walbach 4, Clay Center nothing. We're in the third set of an even match in the D2 final on ESPN Radio.
Providers of insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the NU Coliseum after the timeout by Clay Center, and Greeley-Walbach still has Darian Erickson on the service line. Erickson floats it across. Here is the set to the middle, and the attack by Tompkin will be dug out. Back set, right side, tipped over that time by the Titans. Good job there off the Kowar dink, and shoved back across by Abby Sorensen. Middle attack, big swing, jamming it home for the Titans. Emily Majerus. That is her eighth kill, far and away the best here for Greeley-Walbach. 5-0 Titans. And the service crossed. Handled by Bailey. Outside Sorensen through the double block. There she finds a home, and Abigail Sorensen gets her 10th kill. And Clay Center is on the board here in game number 3, 5-1. In the Division II playoff game going on at UNK, late second quarter, Saginaw Valley State leads the Lopers 20-7. Back here to volleyball, another tip kill for Majerus, and Clay Center hasn't found a way to slow her down yet. Majerus picks up the kill, side out for the Titans. 6-1 the score after the first two sets were split. And back to serve it away. Is Krista Kolar. Kolar gets it across, set to the outside. The attack by Sorensen into her own net. Attack error, 7-1, Greeley-Walbach. Kolar to serve again. Greeley-Walbach has been able to put together some long service runs so far in the match. Kolar takes it across to Sorensen. The pass is not very good, and Sorensen will have to slap it over. Here's the set by the Titans to the outside. Erickson rolls it across, and that's going to be good enough. Connor Erickson with her fifth kill. 8-1, Greeley-Walbach, and Clay Center has already used one of their timeouts. And Kohler to serve. Just trying to keep it in, does. Over to Sorensen. Set to the back row, Tompkin. Tompkin, big swing, out of bounds. Clay Center is relying so much on Tompkin and Sorensen that really nobody else is even a factor trying to get the ball back over, and Greeley-Walbach knows it. 9-1 as Kohler setting themselves up for a big, big lead here in game 3. She'll take this into the corner to Bailey. There's a good pass set out to Sorensen. Sorensen's attack is dug out by Kohler to Nikolai. Nikolai on the slide will have to tip it across. Set middle, double hit on the set attempt. 10-1. Into the ball game, Dylan Woodbury. Not really an answer right now for Coach Dundica and her ball club. Down 10-1. But at least they won the last set to tie this thing up at a set apiece. So no matter what happens here, there is a fourth set. Outside attack by Skylar Erickson, picked up by Bailey. Set to the outside, Sorensen, partially blocked. Greeley-Walbach trying to dig it out. They do. It flies over the net. Picked up by Woodbury. And tapped across Sorensen. Greeley-Walbach way out of system here. If Clay Center could just get a ball up. They'll dump it over with the center. Pass back out of bounds. Boxa gets the kill. Jill has 100 kills during the regular season. Greeley-Walbach fans, for some reason, making a whole lot of noise here as it is 10-2 and a service error on the other side. To 11-2. Back over to Greeley Walmack. Serve across by Majerus. Here's the set right side. Tipped over by Sorensen. And it will be saved by the Titans, but then they can't get it back across. 11-3. Back to serve it away will be Sorensen. And the serve fires across. Right down the middle it goes. Titan slide right side. Skyler Erickson drops it in for the kill. Sixth kill for Skyler Erickson. Greeley Walbach 12. And Clay Center 3. Game 3, even at a set apiece. And Nikolai will go back and serve it away. Set to the outside. The attack through the double block. Picked up there by Clay Center. And Tompkin will get it above the net. Now tipped down by Daniel Sock. Daniel Sock got up and tipped the free ball down. Clay Center will get to serve again. Bailey to serve it away. And Bailey's serve. Deep down the middle, handled there by Majerus. Set to the outside, rolled across there by Erickson. Set outside to Tompkin. Tompkin, near side attack and the kill. Clay Center settling down a little bit, but they still can't find a way to get much off their serve. That's the first point on serve. And Bailey to go again. And winding out of bounds, so they cannot prosper here. 13-5, Greeley Walmack leading Clay Center here in the D2 state final. Skyler Erickson to serve it for the Titans. Right at her number 7 counterpart, Tompkin. Back row, Sorensen. They'll wave it off because a double hit called again on a set attempt at Clay Center. 14-5, Titans. And Skyler Erickson with the serve. Set to the left side. The attack will be rolled over by Tompkin. Back set right side. The attack across by Greeley Walmack. Darian Erickson, she has the kill. 15-5. Timeout. Clay Center. We're even at a game apiece, but Greeley Walmack is dominating the third set. 15-5. We'll be back with more after this on ESPN Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball, state championship style here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda with you at the NU Coliseum after the Clay Center timeout. Greeley Walmack on top by a score of 15-5. And Skyler Erickson serves again. Set to the outside, Tompkin off the net. It rolls over to Darian Erickson, but they will not be able to get back across. And Tompkin will get credit for the kill. That'll be her eighth. Gets the ball back over to Clay Center. A lot of work to do, but at least there's still some set to play with here at 15-6. And the serve by Ponder comes across for the Wildcats. Set outside. The attack just punched over by Kohler. Set to the outside, Tompkin. Off the net, it came back. And they're going to say not a four-hitter, so we keep on playing. Big swing by Darian Erickson. Picked up by Ponder. Back row set across by Sorensen. And the Titans will scramble. They'll get it. They'll dump it into the net on the other side. Point Greeley Walmack. Shelby Rother with her fourth kill. Back to serve it away will be Rother. 16-6. Greeley Walmack, third set. And the serve. Good one just across the Tompkin. They set it back to Sierra. Good angle attack and in the net called on Greeley Walmack. Point Clay Center. Tompkin will go back and serve. Don't forget Nebraska football on a breeze. The sister station, 94.5 FM. We're just a little over an hour away from kickoff. Here, strong serve picked up by the Titans. A double hit. 16-8. Tompkin picks up the point on serve. Clay Center may not be able to come all the way back in this game, but they've got to pick their game up a little bit for the fourth set, if indeed that's what happened. Serve across, set outside. The attack down and good by the Titans. And Emily Majerus gets her 10th. 17-8. Don't forget the Class A final is coming up next. And that will pit Omaha Marion against Papio South. Serve is deep and out of bounds that time by the Titans. That is their first service error of this game. 17-9. And back to serve for Clay Center will be Raymond Hudson. And Hudson fires it into the back row. Picked up by the Titans to the front. They'll go outside of the antenna. It's out of bounds. And Clay Center has scored four of the last 5 points. 17-10. So hopefully they've got a little something going here. Strong serve right down the line. Picked up there by Nikolai. Set to the middle and the attack down and good by Majerus. Senior having a heck of a final so far. She's got a match high 11 kills. Sorensen has 10 to lead Clay Center. 18-10, Titans. And the serve by Kolar. Picked up there by Tompkins. Set outside Sorensen, who's back in the front row. Off the block, the Titans will dig. Middle, tipped across there by Majerus. Tompkins made a good lunge to keep it alive and set back over. Really Wallback opportunity here as they'll set to the outside. Here's the swing through the double block. Skylar Erickson. 19-10, Greeley Wallback. And before we can serve it up, we'll see a substitution here. Brooke Yates is going to come in as a back row specialist here. The junior will come in for Coach Studnicka. And Kohler to serve again. Krista's serve comes into the back row. Handle there, Tompkins. Left side attack. Champ through there by Sorensen. Good up by Nikolai, but not enough to keep it alive. Sorensen with her 11th kill. Side out Wildcats. 19-11. Greeley Wallback in control. We are even at a set apiece as we play game three. And the serve comes across by Box. The overpass easy. Tip down for Sorensen. Good strong serve there by Jill Boxa. 19-12. Play center trying to get something going here. Get back into game three. Into the far corner. The ball stays in the middle of the court. They'll get a swing. Majerus, pretty good one, but it's out of bounds. 19-13, and timeout going to be called right here by Coach Todd Beck, even though he's got a 6-point lead. So we're in the third set. Greeley Wallback leads at 19-13, even at a game apiece on ESPN Radio.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
Good crowd on hand here at the NU Coliseum as our D2 final continues. It is 19-13. Greeley Wallback with the lead, but Clay Center is serving. They've got three in a row. And Boxa serves it overpass. Sorensen tips it down again. Abigail Sorensen taking advantage of those good serves that are just easy candy for her. Goes up, pops them down. Boxer to serve it away again. But before that, we're going to get a substitution. Ashley Dugan is going to check in here for the Greeley Wallback Titans in the back row. Serve Boxer across. They'll take it at Rother. Step right side. Majerus. Block. Won't come back. Ace block Sorensen. That's the first ace block for Abigail Sorensen. Five in a row for Clay Center. Now it's starting to get a little interesting. 19-10 has become 19-15. Boxes serve. Down the line to Scotter Erickson. They'll set it to Scotter on the outside. Big swing. Blocked by Ponder. Dig made by the Titans. Set across. Good up that time in the back row. And driven home by Sorensen. Kill number 14 for Abigail Sorensen. Off a great up. Mowen Boxa. 19-16. Jill serve. This one can't be handled in the back row. It's going to be an ace. Took the cameraman right off of his stool over there. If you're watching that on TV. Eight serve. And Boxa with that ace. 19-17. Service across. Handled here by the Titans. Short set. Tip blocked again. Abigail Sorensen and out of nowhere here to Clay Center. Eight in a row to cut the lead to one. This game was over a long time ago, but not in the minds of the Wildcats. And the great crowd that's here on Clay Center's side is making the noise. Boxa serves it across. Could they possibly tie it? Set outside. It's not set very well. It has to be passed across. Free ball for Clay Center. Sorensen attacks. Down and good, and we are tied at 19. Timeout, Greeley Womack. Nine in a row with a Wildcat to come back and tie it. Now it comes down to a six-point game. We're even at a set apiece, tied at 19 in the third. We'll be right back.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sporting activities, such as this state tournament, where Jill Boxa serves out of the Greeley-Womack timeout to see if her team can now take the lead, but in the net on Clay Center ends the run. But Clay Center's back in. It could change the complexion of not only this game, but the entire match. Let's see who can go up 2-1. As Majera serves it for Greeley Womack, now leading 20-19. Slide Sorensen, right side attack, down and good. Abigail Sorensen has found her mojo, and it is tied at 20. Now she'll go back and serve it away. The 5'11 senior outside hitter, who went over 500 kills in this state tournament, serves a bullet across into the middle. Erickson, Skyler tips it across. Ball still alive. Greeley Womack was celebrating, but they're okay. They've got the ball. Erickson again. Blocked Ponder. Ponder, ace block. Vanessa Ponder with the ace block gives Clay Center the first lead. They were down 10-1. They are now up 21-20. And Sorensen to serve. They have done well on her serves in this match. Slide. Erickson scattered. Drives it across. Picked up there by Bailey. And punched across by Bailey after there was a little confusion. At the net, a joust. It goes to Greeley Womack. They'll set up middle. Punched over by Rother. Here is the set by Boxa. Outside Tompkin drives it across to the back row. Dig is made by Macheris. Greeley Womack goes to Erickson. Her attack picked up by Sorensen and punched over by Tompkin. Long rally going here. Nikolai takes it over. Dug out again. Boxa sets to Tompkin for Clay Center. Her angle attack picked up one more time. Dumped over there, and Greeley Womack is not going to get the point off that great dig by Boxa. Still alive. Titans to Erickson. Her attack blocked by Ponder. Ace block, Clay Center. 22-20, Clay Center. Greeley Womack is out of timeout. Sorensen to serve. And the serve into the back row, handled there by Rother. Set outside, punched across by Majerus, and a back row attack. Tompkin gets it over to Sorensen, who takes it across. Greeley Womack to Erickson. Skyler tips it across. The Wildcats go to Tompkin. Near side attack dug out there by Majerus to the middle. Punched on the net, it did roll over. Scrambling to put it back in play as Clay Center, and they will hit it out of bounds. Sorensen trying to hit one from the back line. One-handed off her back foot, and that is not a good idea. It went wide, side out, Greeley Womack. And Jamie Nikolai to serve it away, trying to tie it here in game three. Here's a set box at Tompkin. Tompkin into the net. Attack air, point for Greeley Womack. 22-22. Greeley Womack was up 19-10. And then they fell behind 22-20, but now we're all tied up. Boxa sets Tompkin. Tompkin on the attack. In the net, Greeley Womack. Point Clay Center, 23-22 Wildcats. Checking back into the ball game will be number 9, Jamie Boxa. And to serve it away will be the libero, Bailey. Bailey across for Clay Center. Greeley Wall back gets it to Nikolai. Sets Erickson. Scattered off the tip. It is ricocheted to the back row and passed across by Boxa. Nikolai sets again. This time outside. Darian Erickson blocked. Ace block. Getting the ace block was Jamie Boxa. And it is game point, Clay Center. What an amazing comeback this would be as Bailey gets ready to serve it away. Down the middle it comes. Titans will go to Nikolai. Outside, Erickson. Scatter blocked by Boxa. Greeley Wallback picks it up, returns it out of bounds, and Clay Center wins game three. Jamie Boxa going to get credit for two ace blocks to finish it off. And what a comeback here. That has got to be gut-wrenching for the Titans of Greeley Wallback. They were up 19-10, and Clay Center comes back and wins it 25-22. The Wildcats are up 2-1. We'll be back in a minute to take a look at the stats here on ESPN Radio.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Kuna Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Kuna Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Kuna Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Kuna Refrigeration and Clay Center. Call 402-762-3738 or 469-6939.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
And we are back here at the NU Coliseum. Let's take a look at the third set numbers here for the Greeley Wallback Titans. Darian Erickson had 4 service points and a kill. Jamie Nikolai had a service point and a kill. Skylar Erickson had 2 service points and 4 kills. Krista Kolar had 4 service points and a kill. Emily Macheras had 5 kills, and Shelby Rother had 1 kill. 13 kills, no ace blocks, and Greeley Wallback has not had an ace block in the match and no ace serves. For Clay Center, Danielle Sock had a kill. Jill Boxa had 7 service points, make it 8 service points because one of them was an ace. She had 1 kill. Sierra Tompkin, a service point, 2 kills. Rayvon Hudson had a service point. Jamie Boxa, 2 ace blocks. Abby Sorensen had 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, and she had 7 kills. Bailey, Brianna Bailey, had 2 service points, and Vanessa Ponder had 2 ace blocks. 11 kills, 6 ace blocks. That was the key in the comeback, and 1 ace serve as Clay Center rallies from a 19-10 deficit to win 25-22. They're up 2-1. We will head to the fourth set right after this 30-second timeout.
Follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on ESPN Radio. Clay Center will drop it into the net here on the first point, so the Titans will get the volleyball. And back to serve it away. It's tied at 1-1. So back into the net it goes, and Clay Center will serve it away. Leading Clay Center is Sorensen with 16 kills. Tompkin has 8 for Greeley Wallback, 11 for Emily Majerus, and Scatter Erickson has 8. Middle attack taken down and good by Greeley Wallback's Emily Majerus, her 12th. 2-1, Greeley Wallback Titans. Don't forget, coming up later today, We've got another pair of area teams battling on our sister station, 98.9 FM KKPR. At 5 o'clock, Sandy Creek plays Aquinas, and at 7, Grand Island Northwest takes on Omaha Gross. As the center, Jill Foxa will dump it across here for Clay Center and get her second kill. 2-2, game 4. Earlier today, Columbus SCOTUS was a 5-set winner over Grand Island Central Catholic. Another service error for Clay Center. 15-12 in the fifth. Columbus SCOTUS wins it to snap the 35-match winning streak of Grand Island Central Catholic, and they end up 35-1 on the season. Serving the cross set outside. Here's Sorensen on the attack. Scotter Erickson with the dig. They'll set it back to Scotter on the outside, and she'll drop it in for a kill. Watch out for this freshman. She is a special player for Greeley-Wallback. And for Greeley-Wallback, they're getting together with North Loup Scotia next year, so there is a lot of a consolidation going on for these schools. Serving it up again will be Majerus. Sorensen in the middle for Clay Center. Tips it across. We'll get the kill. Number 17 for Sorensen. Point Clay Center. Clay Center's up 2-1. They have won one state championship for Coach Stundica, and that was in 1998. That was their only other appearance in the finals, and here's an ace serve for Sorensen. Abby Sorensen with her third ace serve, tied at 4. For Greeley-Wallback, they made it last year. They made it this year in volleyball, but Greeley, before the consolidation, had won a state championship. So they come together, and here's a little tip by Skylar Erickson for the kill. 5-4, Greeley-Wallback. Nikolai to serve it away. And across it comes for Jamie. Quick set to the net as it was pretty close. Tompkin drives it over, and Tompkin will get the kill. Tompkin with the kill. That'll be her ninth. Darian Erickson about running over the line, Judge, there. As she was trying to get out of the way. First set went to Greeley-Wallback, 25-19. Clay Center has won the next two, 25-18 and 25-22. We're tied at 5 in the fourth set. Server cross to the Titans, set into their own net. Greeley-Wallback. And Clay Center will have their first lead of the fourth set. It is 6-5 here on ESPN Radio, KICS, Hastings. Bailey on the serve. Handled by the Titans. Right side on the slide. Erickson popped up in the back row by Sorensen. Sorensen with a back row attack into the net. 6-6 your score. Greeley-Wallback ready to serve it away here with Skylar Erickson, the freshman. She is first on the team in kills at 361. Amazing stat for just a freshman. Set right side, tipped over by Darian Erickson. Clay Center has it on their side. They'll go to Tompkin. She'll push it into her own net. Again, trying for that soft tip and went into the net. Erickson back to serve it away again. This Greeley-Wallback team might have to double-check their stats. They've got 6 players listed with more than 200 kills. That's kind of hard to believe. As Sorensen dumps it into her own net, point Greeley-Wallback. And Skylar Erickson to serve it away again. Across it comes. Back row attacks Sorensen. This time she got a little angle on it on the way down. Picked up by Skylar Erickson and set across by Darian. But on the follow-through, she ran into the net. Point Clay Center. 8-7 the score. And back to serve it away. Vanessa Ponder for Clay Center's Wildcats. Slide right side. The attack by Rother. Blocked up front. Jamie Foxa. That'll be her third. We're tied at 8. And Ponder to serve it away again. Misco Sports postgame show. Whenever the match ends, we'll give you all the final stats. As the serve comes across, set up to the outside, Kolar will get a swing. Good up in the back row, and Tompkin is able to return it here for Clay Center. Greeley-Wallback to the middle, and their attack will be deep and out of bounds. So the Wildcats turn that point around and pick it up to take a 9-8 lead. Ponder again. Serving it away, Clay Center one set away from a state championship. Set right side, the attack blocked up front, but through the block, the second swing for Shelby Rother. 9-9, fourth set. Titans must win to keep their season alive. And Ashley Dugan is going to check in to serve the volleyball away. Julie House, Emily Donovan, the assistants for Todd back over at Greeley Wallback. Crystal Hassenstab and Deb Schmoltz. Julie Studnick, his assistants over at Clay Center. Middle attack, big swing, termination, Titans, Emily Majerus. 10-9, Greeley Wallback. And Ashley Dugan gets a chance to serve again here. In Class A waiting, they will get started way late. Of course, we had a five-setter in the first match. Now we're in a four-setter. Could go five as it is passed back across here. Free ball, Greeley Wallback. They'll go to the middle. Majerus will terminate. And now Greeley Wallback has a little momentum going. They lead it 11-9. That Class A final will be Omaha Marion and Papio South. Timeout going to be taken here by Clay Center. They trail 11-9, but they are up 2-1. We'll take a break and be right back.
Find out the latest in local and area sports on Hogan's Open House on Sports each Saturday morning on KHAS Radio. Hogan's Open House on Sports is our weekly look back and look ahead at what has happened and what's coming up in local and area sports. Brought to you by Hogan's Sporting Goods and Screen Printing in downtown Hastings. We'll talk to the coaches each Saturday morning at 10:06 on Hogan's Open House on Sports right here on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Back with you here on ESPN Radio in the C1 consolation match. It has concluded. Kearney Catholic defeating Syracuse 3-1. So Kearney Catholic finishes with the third place trophy in C1. They lost to Central Catholic yesterday, and Central Catholic lost to SCOTUS today. Out of the Clay Center timeout, Ashley Dugan serves it away for the Titans, and Tompkin with the attack. Picked up by Dugan, set right side to Erickson. She'll tip it across. The Titans are up 11-9, game four. Tompkin on the attack for Clay Center is up to the left side and ripped across there by Kohler. Here's another swing and into the net for Tompkin. Attack error, point Titans. 12-9, Greeley Wallback. After letting a 19-10 lead get away in that third set, now they have to fight for all they're worth just to keep things going, and the serve is going to be out of bounds. Point for Clay Center. The error will make it 12-10. But Ashley Dugan came in, did her job, got 3 points, and Clay Center will serve it across. Picked up by Nikolai. Here's the set. Erickson gets it to Majerus. Dug out in the back corner by Tompkin. Good run down. Here's Sorensen. Big swing, but Dugan, great dig, goes all the way back over. Overpass at the net, and Greeley Wallback wins the point on the Majerus tip down. But that was all made possible by Ashley Dugan's dig. 13-10, Titans rotate through, and Darian Erickson to serve. Tompkin didn't handle it very cleanly, and so Bailey will take it over from the back row for Clay Center. Here's another middle attack by the Titans, but Majerus takes it over. This time it's handled. Sorensen has to set it back across for Clay Center. Here's Majerus again through that double block. No lift called, no double hit called. And another chance here for Clay Center. Greeley Wallback drives it over. Tompkin with the overpass, and it's tipped out of bounds by Nikolai. So Tompkin kind of going to get the defensive point there. Her return ended up being the point. 13-11, Greeley Wallback. Here comes Ravon Hudson to serve. Cats are down by two. Trying to rally and win this in four, but a service error gives it back over to the Titans. Third service error of the game for Clay Center. 14-11, Greeley Wallback with the lead. Krista Kolar to serve it away now for the Titans. And Kolar's serve is in there for an ace. 15-11. Krista Kolar tries it again. And Kolar's serve just cut over the top of the net. The dig is made by Tompkin, set outside Sorensen. Dug out by Ashley Dugan. Set left side. Here comes the near side attack. Count and good by Skyler Erickson. 16-11, Greeley Wallback. Timeout, Clay Center. They will use their final timeout. So, again, to recap where we're at, Greeley Wallback winning the opening set 25-19. They were down 13-8. In the second set, Clay Center jumped out to a 10-3 lead and coasted to a 25-18 victory. In game three, Greeley-Walbach jumped out to a 10-1 lead, and they were up 19-10 before Clay Center ran off nine in a row to tie it and went on to a 25-22 win. So Clay Center's up 2-1, but right now Greeley-Walbach has scored 7 of the last 9 points, and they lead it over Clay Center 16-11 here in the fourth set in this best of five. Greeley-Walbach wins. We're on to a fifth. If Clay Center gets it, they are the state champions. Still to come today, the Class A final, Omaha Marion and Papillion-La Vista South. In C2, Sandy Creek and Aquinas. In B, Grand Island Northwest and Omaha Gross. And in D1, the final match tonight, Exeter Milligan will take on Howells. The serve by Kohler for the Greeley-Walbach Titans. Outside, attack, driven across, overpass, tipped one more time, and a lift called on Clay Center. A lift, maybe it was a back row attack, but it looked like she gave the lift indicator. And Krista Kohler picks up another point. Either way, it's Greeley-Walbach point. And they're now up 17-11 and make it 18-11 on the eighth serve. Kohler, her second ace of this run, her third ace of the afternoon. Clay Center has used both of their timeouts, so they've got to figure it out themselves right now on the floor. 18-11 for the Titans, out to another big lead, just like they were in the third game. This serve comes across to Sorensen. Set back to her. Abby, near side attack. Down and good. 18-12. Sorensen, just her second kill of this game, but it is her 18th of the match. Now back to serve it away for the Wildcats will be Boxa, and Jill will put it into the net. So serving becoming a problem, both receiving and attacking for Clay Center. 19-12, and back to serve it away for the Titans will be Emily Majerus. Majerus flows it down the middle to Bailey. Here's the set, Sorensen outside, blocked up front by Rother. The dig is made, set back across. Greeley-Walbach runs into each other, and the ball falls to the floor. Ponder and Boxer were there, and it makes it 19-13. Sorensen to serve for the Wildcats. Cross it comes, and the set to the outside. Greeley-Walbach will take a swing there with Shelby Rother. Clay Center sets outside. Tompkin. Tompkin, near side attack. Good dig, but can't be returned. Tompkin with the kill. 19-14, 7-point lead down to 5, and considering what happened last game, you have to be a little worried if you're Greeley-Walbach because you've already got those bad thoughts probably bouncing around in your head. Slide, Erickson, there she goes. She'll drive it home, take care of that. Skylar Erickson with her 12th kill. Greeley-Walbach 20, Clay Center 14 in the fourth set. Looks like we're headed for a fifth for the second straight championship. Nikolai to serve, and it's just off the back line, out of bounds. Side out, Wildcats, 20-15. Back to serve it away, Brianna Bailey. And back into the front row will be Jamie Boxa. Serve of the cross, handled there by Rother. Set right side, Erickson, too much on it, way, way deep. She was really trying to hammer it off the block, but a rare miss there for the Titans. 20-16. Bailey on the serve. Trying to cut it to 3. It clips the net. Comes across there to Kohler. Joust at the net. And a penalty on Greeley-Walbach. And Coach Todd Beck wants an explanation. They've indicated the point goes to Clay Center. Todd Beck does not agree. Looks like they called screening there. 20-17. Usually you only see that on a serve. And across it comes. Set to the middle. Greeley-Walbach tips it over. Clay Center trying to make another big rally here. They have scored 5 of the last 6 points. Set across there by Erickson, and it's in. Clay Center elected to let it fall to the floor. And Darian Erickson paints the corner and gets a much-needed point for the Titans if they hope to keep things going their way. In the fourth set, it is 21-17, Greeley-Walbach. Back to serve it is Skylar Erickson. Erickson floats it across, passes off the mark, it's an ace. He served really well back, and they look back in shape now, 22-17. First ace for Skyler Erickson. Play center has already used both of their timeouts. Serve is deep to Sorensen. Boxa sets to Tompkin. Tompkin will take it across. Dig made there by Majerus. Set outside to Kolar. Drives it down the middle. Overpass. Ponder redirects. Greeley Wallback sets right side. Erickson off the block for the kill. That's Darian Erickson. 23-17. Greeley Wallback 2 points away from forcing a fifth set. Skyler Erickson serve on the line to Tompkin. Set up to Sierra on the outside. Picked up by Erickson. Right side to Darian. Darian partially blocked. Free ball back over to Clay Center. Here comes Tompkin on the outside. Skyler Erickson dig. Outside, they'll get it to Kohler. Her attack is picked up by Clay Center. Wildcats go back row, and the attack out of bounds. That time by Sorensen, and it is game point. Greeley Womack. The Titans, no matter what happened, are going to feel that they should have that trophy already after letting that 19-10 lead get away last set. But they will go to a fifth on an eighth serve by Skyler Erickson. The last 5 points belong to Greeley Womack, and we go to a fifth, 25-20 in favor of Greeley Womack. So two championships so far today. Both will go to a fifth, and we will be back to take a look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
Volleyball tournament here on ESPN 1550 KICS in Hastings. Here's a look at the numbers from that fourth set. First of all, for Greeley Wallback, Darian Erickson had 2 kills, 3 service points for Ashley Dugan. Skyler Erickson had 6 service points, 2 of them were aces and 4 kills. Krista Kolar had 4 service points, 2 of them aces. Emily Majerus had a service point and 4 kills. Shelby Rother had a kill. 11 kills, no ace blocks, 4 ace serves for Greeley Wallback. For Clay Center, Jill Boxa had 2 kills. Sierra Tompkin had 3 kills. Abby Sorensen had an ace serve and picked up just 2 kills. 3 service points for Brianna Bailey, and Vanessa Ponder had 2 service points. Looks like only 7 kills in that game for Clay Center. No ace blocks and no ace serves. And yet they were ahead in that ball game for a little bit early on and couldn't get anything going. So, again, Clay Center is 2-2, but the numbers in this match would heavily favor Greeley Wallback if that's all you were looking at were the stats. 7 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. Greeley Wallback wins the fourth set, 25-20. We will play a fifth set for a D2 state championship when we come back in 30 seconds.
Problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And welcome back to the NU Coliseum. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio. As we go to a fifth set, Greeley Wallback won the first set, 25-19. Clay Center took the next two, 25-18, 25-22. And Greeley Wallback has taken the fourth set, by a score of 25-20. So here we go. Fifth set play. Center won the toss, and they will serve it away, but into the net it goes. Not the kind of start that Sierra Tompkins was looking for, and Greeley Walbach is up 1-0. Back to serve it away now for the Titans will be Darian Erickson. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, and then we'll be joining college football in action on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here is the attack on the outside from Sorensen. Big swing, Greeley Walbach off the face, ran it down. It's still in play. They went all the way to the back wall to get it. Sorensen again hits the net, rolled over, and a double hit called. Sorensen will get the kill. 19 hits for Abby, or kills for Abby Sorensen. Sierra Tompkins has 11. The rest of the team, 4 combined. For Greeley Walbach, Emily Majerus, 15. Skylar Erickson, 12. And then you got 4 players with 3 or more after that. It's 1-1, game 5. Across it comes to Nikolai. Middle attack is going to be jousted at the net. Blocked that time by Baja. Boxa got the block, and she got it again. Jill Boxa blocking it twice up there, and Clay Center takes the lead at 2-1. Back there serving it is Rayvon Hudson, and into the net it goes. So both points for Greeley Walbach here in the fifth set have been off service errors. It is 2-2. Serve across by Kolar for Greeley Walbach to the outside. Sorensen drives it through the double block and gets the kill. And Abby Sorensen are going to put it in her hands, which is a smart thing to do. Play center 3, Greeley Walbach 2, fifth set. And serving it up now will be Jill Boxa for Clay Center. Clay Center trying to win a state championship, final match in school history. They consolidate co-op next year with Sandy Creek, who plays tonight in the C2 final. What a get-together that ought to be. Sorensen on the attack, picked up by the Titans. Returned back over by Majerus, and she gets the kill. Number 16 for Emily Majerus, and we are tied 3-3. Greeley Walbach puts it in the hands of Majerus to serve it away. And Majerus' serve is right down the middle, picked up by Bailey. Set to the back row. Tompkins takes it over. Dig made Kohler to the outside. Skylar Erickson rattles it home. Skylar Erickson with her 13th kill. 4-3, Greeley Walbach. Greeley Walbach beat St. Edward and Spalding Academy in the sub-districts, and they had to go 5 sets against Spalding just to get here. Then they beat Pleasant into the district final. And here at state, they took out Paxton and Wallace, 2 studs from the west, and a service error here from the Titans back over to Clay Center. We're tied at 4. And the serve, Sorensen is back there. Floats it to the middle to Kolar. Middle attack by Skylar Erickson. Got it to go. Every point brings a response here in the fifth set. Clay Center beat Hampton and Lawrence Nelson in their tough, tough sub-district. Then beat Falls City Sacred Heart in the district final. And here at state, they took out Mullen and Chambers. Now they're trying to take out Greeley Walbach. Back row attack going to be set across here by Emily Majerus. Outside Tompkins for Clay Center. She'll just tap it over, and it darn near worked. Greeley Walbach has the free ball to cross. Box of back set to the back row to Sorensen across with not much on it. And Darian Erickson on the attack. Gets the tip, gets the kill. Greeley Walbach 6, Clay Center 4 here in the fifth set. Jamie Nikolai to serve. And a timeout going to be called here by Clay Center. They'll go ahead and call it right here. It's their first in the fifth set. 6-4, Greeley Walbach leading Clay Center in your D2 state championship on ESPN Radio.
Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Back at the NU Coliseum, Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio. Jamie Nicolai out of the Clay Center timeout. We'll serve it across for Greeley Wallback. Passes off the mark. It'll be an ace serve. Greeley Wallback 7, Clay Center 4 in the fifth set. Nicolai with her third service ace of the evening. Trying to add to that lead. Deep serve. Clay Center runs into each other again, and it's an ace serve. Clay Center has to not panic here. Out of the timeout, two mistakes. They're down 8-4. Try it again with Nicolai. This time Bailey handles it. Boxa sets outside Tompkin. Tompkin is blocked up front by Erickson. It shoots over, and then it's tipped down by Greeley Wallback for the kill. Shelby Rother. Shelby Rother will get the tip kill, and Clay Center's got to call the timeout. It was 3-2 Clay Center. They now trail 9-4 in the fifth set. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
Has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Action here at the state tournament, and again out of the timeout. Clay Center trouble handling the serve, but Sorensen got it across. Erickson on the right wing, dug out Sorensen to the back row. They need to get her in the front, and the only way to do that is to get some points. Tompkin takes it over. It's dumped back over Greeley Wallback, and it's down and good. For a moment, the ball was blown dead. Skylar Erickson will get the kill. Clay Center didn't hear the whistle, so they kept playing, and all of a sudden Greeley Wallback thought, uh-oh, we need to keep going. 10-4, Greeley Wallback. Nicolai with the serve, picked up by Bailey. Boxa sets, Tompkin on the attack. The up made there by Majerus. Played to the 10-foot line, Darian Erickson finds the corner. Oh, what a swing by Erickson. Her seventh kill. And this one is slipping away from Clay Center. They will bring in Brittany Vike for a little defensive stop here, they hope, to slow the Titan momentum down because they're out of timeouts. The serve fired across by Nicolai. Set to the outside. Tompkin again drives it into her own net. Attack error. Point Greeley Wallback. It is 12-4. Back into the ball game. Danielle Stock. And the serve across by Nicolai. Back row attack Sorensen, and in the net called on Greeley Wallback. So that will end the run for now. 12-5. Laying out for that one, Emily Majerus. She's a little slow to get up. Might have banged her knee there. Trying to stretch it out, but Clay Center has got to go right now. Brianna Bailey to serve it. Trailing 12-5 in the fifth. Bailey serve, takes it at Majerus. Nicolai sets right side. Skylar Erickson off the tip. The dig is made by Sorensen. Set it back to Sorensen. She mishits it. Point Greeley Wallback. The attack error makes it 13-5. Serve across by Skylar Erickson. Baja. Boxa sets it to the outside. Tompkin finds the corner for the kill. Sierra with her first kill of this fifth set. Clay Center's got to keep the head up right here. You never know. They put on a 9-0 run in the third set just to even be here. Vanessa Ponder to serve. 13-6 Greeley Wallback. Nicolai sets left side. The attack. Kolar down. Good. It's championship point Greeley Wallback. This is a team that fought off six championship points yesterday. And to serve it away for the match, here's Shelby Rother, 14-6, championship point, dumped across, and it's going to work that time. Jill Boxer keeps it alive here for Clay Center. How ironic would it be if the opposite happened today to Greeley Wallback? But it's still championship point for the Titans. Tompkin to serve, 14-7. Serve is into Nicolai. Here's the set, Erickson. Outside, Majerus on the attack. Tompkin with the dig. Boxa sets outside, Sorensen in the front row. Dug out by Rother, dumped across there by the Titans, and it's down and good. Erickson got the kill. Greeley Walmack, 15. Clay Center, 7. The Titans, your 2009 D2 state volleyball champion, downing Clay Center here this afternoon by scores of 25-19, 18-25, 22-25, 25-17, and 15-7. The Titans end the season 33-1. Clay Center will end the year 31-3 in their final match as a school, and we wish them the best of luck as they get ready to take on Sandy Creek as a consolidation, a co-op for next year. And Sandy Creek, you get a chance to hear them on KKPR coming up at 5 o'clock when they play in the C2 final against David City Aquinas. Also on KKPR tonight at 7 o'clock, Grand Island Northwest takes on Omaha Gross. We'll take a break. Be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the state volleyball tournament here on ESPN Radio, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda with you as this championship has come to an end. And Greeley Walmack has picked up the title. Let's take a look at the numbers from the fifth set. Here's what I had for the Clay Center Wildcats. And we will start with Jill Boxa. She had one kill. Sierra Tompkin had a kill. Rayvon Hudson had a service point. Abby Sorensen picked up two kills, and that was it. Four kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Clay Center. For Greeley Walmack, we had Darian Erickson with three kills. Jamie Nicolai had eight service points in that game. All in a row, took it from 3-2 down to 4-3 down to a 12-4 lead. Two of those serves by Nicolai were aces. Skylar Erickson had three kills. Krista Kolar had a kill. Emily Bacheras had a service point and a kill. And Shelby Rother had one kill. Nine kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves. Greeley Walmack wins the fifth set 15-7. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Stop in and see them for your winter sports needs. We'll be back and give you the cumulative stats in 1 minute.
Where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
State High School Volleyball Tournament as the awards are being presented. Silver medals going to Clay Center. And a team that had been number one part of the year came through a tough district, tough conference in the Crossroads Conference and finished as the state runners-up. Let's look at the overall final numbers for this five-set contest. First of all, for Clay Center, Danielle Sock had one kill. J. Michelle Boxa had 11 service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block. She also chipped in with four kills. Sierra Tompkin, four service points. One was an ace, 12 kills. Rayvon Hudson had two service points. Jamie Boxa, three ace blocks. Abby Sorensen led the team in virtually all categories. In serving, she had 15 points. Three of them were aces. She had two ace blocks, and she had a match-high 20 kills. Brianna Bailey had five service points, and Vanessa Ponder had three service points and three ace blocks. Clay Center, 37 kills, eight ace blocks, and four ace serves, as the Wildcats will end the season the state runner-up with a record of 31-3 on the season. For the Greeley-Wallback Titans, Darian Erickson had eight service points and eight kills. Jamie Nicolai led the team in serving today. She had 18 points. Four of them were aces. She had three kills. Ashley Dugan, three service points. Skylar Erickson, eight service points. Two of them were aces, and she had 15 kills. Krista Kohar had 11 service points. Three of them were aces. She had four kills. Emily Majerus had three service points and a team-high 16 kills. And Shelby Rother had six kills. Greeley Wallback, no ace blocks the entire match, but they had 52 kills and 9 ace serves as the Titans are your 2009 D2 state champions with a 33-1 record, winning it in 5 today, 25-19, 18-25, 22-25, 25-20, and 15-7. I want to thank the fine sponsors for allowing us to be with you. Congratulations to Clay Center on an outstanding season. Some other results from today. Kearney Catholic beat Syracuse in the C1 consolation match. Columbus Scotus beat Grand Island Central Catholic in the C1 championship in 5 sets. Sutton was a winner over North Platte St. Pat's in the C2 consolation match. Coming up tonight, we've got two more matches for you on our sister station, KKPR-FM. At 5 o'clock, the C2 final as Sandy Creek takes on Aquinas. And at 7 o'clock, the Class B final as Grand Island Northwest takes on Omaha Gross. The other two finals still to go. Next year, Omaha Marion and Papio South in the Class A final. And the final match tonight in D1, Exeter Milligan takes on Howells. I want to thank Steph and the gang back at the studios. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Greeley Wallback, your state champions in D2. 5 sets today over Clay Center.
State volleyball coverage has been made possible thanks to Cooney Refrigeration, Dahlstein Truck Lines, and Cornerstone Bank. This has been a production of Platte River Radio Sports.